This is Passport to Texas. Even if you hunt for trophies, there's some good eating attached to those antlers. Cooking venison can be intimidating, but Chef Lou Lambert, author of Big Ranch, Big City Cookbook, is here to help.
I grew up hunting and fishing and still do today, but I think most of the lessons I learned about cooking game were more failures than things that worked out well when my mother was cooking, because I had two brothers, father, we all hunted, so we always had quail, dove, ducks, and deer. And I remember my mother struggling to cook deer because, and the biggest mistake she made was not realizing that because game is, if you will, grass-fed, all-natural, it does not have the fat content. And because it is more in motion, the muscles tend to be a little bit tighter, which means tougher. So lack of fat, more movement, tells you that you have to do a slow, moist heat cooking method. Unless you have it ground into sausage or pounded for chicken fries, most of that deer, 80%, you need to either do a braise or a very slow barbecue smoke method.
Good advice. Harvesting your own great-tasting, sustainable protein is the best reason to hunt. Find game recipes on the Parks and Wildlife website. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.